As was just mentioned, this power can be obtained through Jehovah's written word. Brother Brent McLaren from the Woodville congregation will explain how. His theme is experience the power of God's word. Brother McLaren, please.
Wind, solar, hydro, even nuclear. These are just a few examples of the many sources of power that humans have figured out how to make use of. There is, however, a more important source of power that the vast majority of mankind have not figured out how to make use of. What is it? It is the power of Jehovah's voice as found in the Bible. The power of God's word, of course, is completely different from any of the other power sources, and as such, its purpose and use is different as well. So how then can we get to understand what the power of God's word is and how we can benefit from it in our own lives? Well, the key to answering that question is found for us in Psalms 34 and verse 8. I invite you to please follow along in your Bible as we look at that verse together. So Psalms 34 and verse 8 says, "Taste and see that Jehovah is good." So the key is we need to taste for ourselves. Why is that? Well, let's illustrate it this way. If you were asked to describe the flavor of a banana to someone who had never tasted one, how would you do it? It would be difficult, maybe even impossible, because the flavor of a banana is so unique. So really, the only way to do it would be to say, "Here, take a bite. Taste for yourself." Well, it's the same when it comes to experiencing the power of God's word. The only way that we can get to know the full value of what God is saying to us is for us to take a bite, as it were, and taste for ourselves. So how do we do that? Well, it's a good question, because even though God's word, the Bible, is the most widely distributed book ever, most who have tried to benefit from its power have did so in a misguided way. For example, some have somewhat superstitiously taken the Bible and thought that if they just randomly pick a page and look at the first verse that meets their eye, that's how they get direction. Others have gone maybe to the other extreme, where they have actually memorized the entire Bible. And as amazing a feat as that might be, all that really proves is that person has a really good memory. It doesn't mean that they've benefited from what they've been able to memorize. So once again, how do we taste for ourselves God's word? Well, we're going to look at five steps that will help us to do so, so that we can really benefit from the power in God's word. So for step number one, please turn to Psalms 1 and verse 2. And we'll take our first step from this verse. So Psalms 1 and verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of God," or of Jehovah, "and he reads his law in an undertone day and night." So for step number one, write down in your notes that we need to read the Bible regularly in an undertone. So let's just focus for a moment on that word undertone. What does that mean? Are we really emphasizing the point here that in order to benefit from reading God's word, we actually have to read it audibly, even if it is in a whisper? Is that the point? Well, no, that may help us. But the point of the word undertone is really highlighted for us if we look at the footnote on verse 2. So at the bottom of the page there on the Bible, on the footnote for undertone, it says, "He meditates on his law." So that's the point. We need to read at a pace that allows time for meditation. Step number two, we need to research. Why is that important? Well, scriptures such as the one in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, show us that we need to develop skills like having insight, having thinking ability, and wisdom, which is really the ability to know how to use the knowledge that we have gained. So we need to dig a little deeper through research to help us to develop those qualities. So set aside time to do personal study. Make good use of the research tools that we have available to us. We think of the Watchtower Publication Index in printed form that we've had for many years that has been an asset to us. More recently, the Watchtower Library on CD. What a blessing that has been to be able to use our computers to effectively do research. And more recently, of course, we probably all enjoy using our smartphones and tablets to access the online library so we can do this research at wherever we are. So make use of the tools that we have. Step number three. And for step three, we'll glean this from John chapter 4 and verse 24. So please turn there. So John chapter 4 and verse 24. And there it says, God is a spirit, and those worshiping him must worship with spirit and truth. So did you notice one of the aspects that we need to have in order for our worship to be acceptable to Jehovah is we need to worship with spirit. So for point number three, write down in your notes, beg for and be guided by God's Holy Spirit. So we do this by praying to Jehovah, asking him to use his spirit to guide us and to bless our efforts to bring our thinking into harmony with his thinking. Point number four. Point four is believe that God's word can help you. So the Bible, we want to view it as our manual for daily living. So when questions arise, problems, issues, whatever it may be, our first reaction should be to reach for the Bible to help us to answer the problem. So we need to develop a strong faith that Jehovah is indeed using his word, the Bible, to provide us with guidance, to provide us with warnings, to provide us with comfort when we need it, and to provide us with motivation to help us to do the things we've been asked to do. The fifth step that we want to take note of is the need to obey God's instructions. So that's point number five, obey God's instructions. So without this step, the other four steps really won't help us, will they? But it can be a challenge at times to obey all of God's instructions, can't it? It can go against our sinful inclination at times. So in our prayers, we need to ask Jehovah to help us to develop the quality of self-control. The self-control to apply the counsel that even goes against our sinful nature. So following these five steps will allow us to really taste Jehovah's word. So now let's look in on a demonstration of an elder who's helping a brother to experience the power of God's word in his life.
Alice Lennon and I would like to thank you for coming over last week. The counsel you gave us has helped so much. You know, instead of arguing about things, we're now able to calmly discuss our differences of opinion.
I'm glad to hear this, Leonard, and I was more than happy to help.
It certainly was helpful. You know, over the years, no matter what problem I come to you with, you always seem to know the right scripture to show me. So I was thinking, if I could learn to use the scriptures the way you do, then I wouldn't have to bother you so often with my problems.
Leonard, first of all, it's never a bother, my dear brother. You know, believe me, I don't have some special ability to remember scriptural counsel, all the counsel. In fact, my memory sometimes isn't that good. But since you brought it up, do you want me to show you how I was able to find the information that benefited you and your family?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. Let's take, for example, the subject of arguing within the marriage. And that what I first did, of course, was I prayed to Jehovah God. I needed his Holy Spirit in order that I could find the right scriptures and the right articles that would be of most benefit to you and your family. And next, I did my research. Now, are you familiar with the Watchtower Publications Index?
Yes, I'm a little bit familiar with it.
Sure. It's a useful tool. Now, what I used was, of course, the online version. And this is how I did it. So here I have my my tablet. And what I did was I looked up at wol.jw.org. And here you see enter topic, enter in marriage. And there we see the subheading problems. And would you look at that, the point there that it brought out arguments. And there drew attention to the 2013 Awake. Now, that was the information that I reviewed and prayed over. And in fact, that was the article that I brought over that evening for you and your wife.
Wow, that was easy.
Yes, you know, it's amazing. The index that is available, whether we use it in printed form or online form, we find that we will be able to get the right article to the problems or the situations that we often face.
So that's the secret of how you always seem to know the right scripture, right counsel for me. Well, I can do that.
I know you can, but you know it doesn't end there.
Oh, what's left?
Well, you know, it's one thing to find the counsel that we need in God's word. That's the easy part. But allowing it to exert power in our life, that can be the challenge. Yes, we need to let Jehovah's counsel sink down into our heart, because then we're motivated to do what Jehovah directs us to do.
Well, how do I do that?
Remember how I talked about having to pray before we do research? Well, prayer is so vitally important. We need to pray to Jehovah for Holy Spirit so that we can cultivate the needed faith, but also the need for self-control to apply the counsel that we find and that Jehovah has given us. And by doing that, we're going to experience firsthand the power of God's word then in our life.
Yes, power is the right word. It is actually amazing how quickly Alice Lynn and I notice improvements in our marriage when we apply the counsel from God's word.
Yes, Jehovah's word has an incredible effect in our lives. So regardless of the issues that we're confronted with in the future, Leonard, let's say problems with secular work or choices about education or even about how to get along with others in the congregation, Jehovah's word is able to give us the power then that we can find the answers and then apply them. So Leonard, when you're faced with a decision or a problem in your life, how can you experience the power of God's word?
Well, first, I will ask Jehovah to direct me to the right information. Second, I will research with the help of the index. Third, I will read the information I find. And then fourth, I will pray again that I can be helped with Jehovah and have the faith and self-control to apply what I just read.
Ah, exactly. And really by doing that, we really see the benefit of God's word and really see how powerful it is in our own lives.
Thank you, brothers, for demonstrating how we can all learn to seek Jehovah's voice on matters that affect us on a daily basis. So, brothers and sisters, we all face many challenges in the times in which we live. We know some of you are dealing with very difficult and perplexing problems. But be assured that the words of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 are true for each and every one of us here today. Let's look at that together. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. So it starts out there and says, "And that from infancy you have known the holy writings," so God's word in the Bible. Now notice the point that follows here, "which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." So God's word has the power to make us wise enough to deal with whatever challenge we may face in the system that we live in. So keep digging into God's word so as to experience its power in your own life. Our review question for this part was, how can we experience the power of God's word in our own life? Well, the answer from Psalms 34 and verse 8 was, "Taste and see for yourself the benefit of daily Bible reading and study."
Brother McLaren, you helped us to taste and see how proper Bible reading and study is enjoyable and beneficial.